In a discussion with John Bourne of Ceres Imaging, I asked about the company's use of artificial intelligence in agriculture. But there's an international competitor that's creating some angst around the artificial intelligence world. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
Recently saw a 60 Minutes piece on how the Chinese are taking over the world of artificial intelligence, or certainly trying. Any impacts from the Chinese on your mission and your company's mission?
Yeah, so I guess to answer succinctly, no. As it relates to some of the issues around tariffs, we've been seeing growers relying more on our tools because of the uncertainty caused by weather and tariffs. For example, they're pushing nitrogen applications further into the in-season, kind of pushing costs further in-season, and our technology is particularly helpful for in-season applications. So we're seeing, you know, things like that. But in terms of our technology, we don't do any work in China, so we're not really very concerned about some of those concerns I think that you're referencing. And yeah, we really view ourselves as on the cutting edge and not necessarily, I've never heard of a Chinese competitor that's come even close to the type of like university collaborations and research that we've been doing.
I love to hear that. So you're not intimidated by the Chinese?
I suppose not, as it relates at least to agriculture intelligence. Really not.
That, friends, is comforting. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.